So, this is Tank Dell, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap here, forced with the Trash Man on what is always for me, probably the worst day of the year, just because I have to be here with Trash Man. And also, because very, very sadly, I do get a cashier's check from my bank to send to the tax man. Trash Man, oh gosh, it hurts. How are you doing, brother?
Well, pretty good, considering I didn't do that today.
Happened to go to the dentist and get a root canal or a prostate exam or anything like that, bro?
No, nothing like that. Well, I mean, I don't know. Taxes suck. I always owe, so.
It's never good. All right. Well, so look, man, so this is the Waiver Wire show. If you guys have any questions in the YouTube chat, make sure and put them in, especially whether players you might be dropping this week to pick up others. The waiver wire cheat sheet's up at rosterwatch.com. And I must say, fitting for this kind of day, it's the worst waiver wire week I can remember. It's just, you know, nothing, you know, we had some injuries this last week and stuff, but it feels like those sort of those have, you know, more downstream effects than immediate waiver wire kinds of things where you can go out and snatch up one of these players that's going to take on any kind of immediate role. Harry Snowman, what's going on, brother? So good to see you in the chat. Again, if you guys have questions, you can let us know. But like I said, it's a pretty bare week this week. I have a list of guys here. I'm going to ask Trashman if he can drop them. But Trashman, let's just go ahead and get through this. I think just the most important is Tank Dell. If you used our cheat sheets, you probably even drafted him. Hopefully your benches.
If you listened to me at all in the pre-draft process or even during the season.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have him, but you saw in this last week, you know, exactly why, you know, he's a guy that can go off for an absolute nuclear explosion. And man, if you heard, I saw this tweet today. You guys should watch, just go on X or Twitter, whatever, and search for C.J. Stroud doing play-by-play of the final drive. And you can just hear in C.J. Stroud's voice how much he loves Tank Dell and the nasty routes he runs and everything like that. He just said all with Tank. That the last touchdown on that deep post, Trash Man, to the middle of the back of the end zone, that was, he said, they hadn't practiced that play since like the first 3 days of training camp. But he said he went over to talk to Bob. He went over to talk to Bobby. I guess Bobby. What's his name? Bobby Slovic. What's his name? I should know that. Texans OC Bobby Slovis. I always get it. Bobby Slovic. Slovic. You know those W's can sometimes sound like V's.
Slovic.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Just and Harry Snowman saying it too. The look on Stroud's face after the first TD. Stroud loves him. We all knew. I mean, Snowman was there with us at the draft. He saw the story at the same time that we did, where, you know, the report came out that Tank Dell told reporters that Stroud had called him up and said, "Hey, man, we're gonna pick you." You know, it's like that thing's starting to come together, right? I know that there's been no Robert Woods, and that's been helpful, but at some point, man. You know, at some point, it's I think people are just going to realize, and that team's going to realize. I'm not sure that Trash Man. I know that you consider him their star alpha wide receiver. He certainly looked like it this last week. Noah Brown also looked real good, but man, Tank Dell's got some real star potential to him. He can totally be at some point like a T.Y. Hilton type of player. He's showed us that kind of upside already there in the AFC South.
I mean, I saw it at training camp.
Yep, and we saw it at Senior Bowl. We just weren't sure it was going to translate, right? So Tank Dell is the big deal. Go get him. But like we said, I mean, it's a thin week this week, guys. I mean, Tyjae Spears is still out there. You know, we're interested in certainly going out there and kicking around, getting him on the roster just for the same reasons that we always talk about. It feels like we just come back and talk about it once again. as far as the snap percentages, Zach Charbonnet outsnapped Kenneth Walker in week 9 at Baltimore, but Kenneth Walker did out-touch him, also out-targeted him. But at some point, you know, moving down here, it's probably going to be a situation where that'll continue to be a committee. And if they do take a hot hand approach, or if, God forbid, anything were to happen with Ken Walker, who, he's been kind of banged up. If anything were to happen with him, Charbonnet's value would, of course, go through the roof. But it feels like those are the kind of players that we're looking at right now, right? We're looking at guys like, you know, Tajay Spears, Zach Charbonnet. And then Keaton Mitchell is the other one. Do you have anything special on Keaton Mitchell besides the fact that he just went absolutely ham on just what would be a volume that is just completely unsustainable, right? Because he was only in on 18% of snaps, but when they got him in there, and it wasn't all during the garbage time. It wasn't all once they took Lamar out and put in Tyler Huntley, right?
You see the talent on the field. I mean, I feel like he's like a combination of Justice Hill and Gus Edwards. I think he's the best of both of their worlds. I feel like, and Keaton Mitchell, that might be their answer, but we'll see.
But Keaton Mitchell's small. You know, it's like it's hard
he
to call
didn't
him.
Look that Mitchell. Small out there. I don't.
But, you saw him. Let me just see. I've seen him in real life. He's small. What is he? Yeah, dude, he's 5'8 and a half, 179. He's smaller than A-Chain.
He runs with power.
Well, do you think that he could have like a one half of an A-Chain type of impact?
I think he could.
He's certainly more dynamic.
He doesn't feel like he's going to change
without Baltimore calls the running back position. It's a 3-4-man committee. I get that. But we did also think that about Miami whenever we were coming into the season, right? So it's, you know, Mitchell looks good. He was one of the top guys in Cody's dog ratings. Cody liked him a lot more than I did coming out, but he looks good, man. It's like that's a W for Cody if he continues to look like that. It looks like a good find for him out of East Carolina. And I'm looking at the mock draft board right now. Like, I forgot. I forgot about his vertical. I knew he had the 4.37 40. I knew he had the hilarious 10-yard split, 1.48 seconds, so 98th percentile among wide receivers. The vertical was 38-inch vertical, so 86th percentile there. So it's like his spider graph is just all the, you know, way, way out on all these things. And you get to the little size ones, and it's just so small, right? But it's certainly a guy that's worth prospecting on, worth picking up. I wouldn't, you know, blow a ton of waiver budget on him.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
It would be a real question to me as to whether I would give up my first or my second waiver priority in round robin leagues, or whatever you call those kinds of leagues. What are those leagues called? Just traditional listed waiver wire format leagues, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would rather have Keaton Mitchell than one of those Baltimore receivers.
Besides Zay Flowers.
No, even over Zay Flowers.
Why? No, that's
I've
stupid.
Had Zay Flowers on my team all season, and his ceiling is low.
No, you would rather. That's a trash man take for your own teams. That's an irresponsible thing. We can't be telling people to drop Zay Flowers.
I'm not telling people to drop. Are you putting words in my mouth? I never said drop Zay Flowers.
Well, you said you'd rather.
I said I like the upside of Keaton Mitchell. over any of the
because but the people are going to hear this. They said Trash Man would rather have Keaton Mitchell than Zay Flowers. So I need to go drop Zay Flowers for Keaton Mitchell because I want to play fantasy like Trash Man.
I mean, I don't think it would hurt him that much. I mean, Zay Flowers, look at his stats this whole season, man. Like, it's there's nothing to write home about at all.
I mean,
I don't think it's an indictment on Zay Flowers.
But Trash Man, if you look at anything with the expected fantasy points, if you go to fantasypoints.com, they have the awesome new stat this
year.
We're
in week 10.
With the first read percentage, all that's – but look, man, it's like – what are you going to do? You're tilted in these weeks because the last 2 weeks, Gus Edwards has scored 3 and 2 touchdowns respectively.
I mean, but you know, I'm not talking about
Lamar Jackson. You don't think Lamar Jackson's going to come back? This is all cockamamie.
I'm talking about this whole season. Take a look at Zay Flowers' game log when you get a chance. I'm just saying it's deceptively. He's deceptively kind of ineffective.
Dude, in my dynasty leagues that are PPR, I don't think about him in the same way. Maybe it's just because it's dynasty and I'm looking forward into the future. I mean, has he been a complete smash? No. In PPR, he's been a good wide receiver 3. He gets good volume. I mean, I know that Beckham and, you know, Bateman and all those guys are back now. Maybe now that they're all healthy again, that kind of adds some new dynamic. I did hate to see Devin Duvernay getting in for some action this last week, but dude, that's just what's going to happen. All right. Nino Pena asks, do you guys see Taysom Hill having a consistent role this year in the Saints offense, or could he see a fall off? Well, he's not going to rush for a touchdown, catch a touchdown, and throw for a touchdown every week, you know, but, that's the very issue about Taysom Hill's role, right? It's not one that's consistent. It's going to be on a week to week basis. The good thing about it though, is in leagues where he's tight end eligible, half the tight ends that people are rostering every week are going to be, you know, they're going to be week to week propositions as well. He brings a ton of upside, and the fact of the matter is, he's one of, like, he's actually a really, he's still an awesome player. He's still a really good player. Like, the Saints are better when he's on the field, sadly, but it's just kind of true. It hurts for Kamara. It certainly hurts for Kendre Miller, who's hurt now, dude. It's like, now it's the time where Kendre's hurt again. It's like, you can pry him from my cold dead hands and dynasty. And redraft, it's just like, man, if you got to get him out of here. I know you've been saying it for weeks, Trash Man, but I mean, at this point, what are you gonna say? Throwing the ball to Kamara 30 times a game, and Kendre gets in there for one game, pops off for 27 yards, and next thing you know, he's like, oh gosh, and you're just I'm trying to search on Twitter for the Kendre Miller so I can just go back and watch the run, and the first thing I see is that after the big run, Kendre Miller heads to the blue medical tent, and he's questionable to return. It's just, God! Yeah, man. It's I don't know. Harry Snowman saying the baseline. Kendre Miller's baseline is just injured. It feels true, man. It hurts.
I do feel like Taysom Hill has kind of usurped Jamal Williams for that second back role. It's just like Jamal Williams has been useless in fantasy.
Jamal Williams stinks, man. We're seeing with David Montgomery. Thank goodness he's coming back this week for a lot of my teams, but that role,
hopefully not teams with role, Jahmyr Gibbs on him.
That role up there in Detroit, like that role made Jamal Williams. Okay, so Keaton Mitchell. I mean, if you want him, go get him. I would not go completely nuts. Trash Man says, go ahead and drop the Zay Flowers and give up the farm for this guy. It's like, I can't abide by that. A bunch of other
true. You're right, Harry Snowman. Yeah, Zay was 3 for 50. He caught 3 balls last time against Cleveland.
Cleveland is a brutal matchup for opposing everybody, right? It's just tough. I mean, even Clayton Tune can't get going against them. Okay. All right. Anything else at wide receiver? Anything else at, like, anybody you want to talk on specifically? I mean, DeMario Douglas, I don't have his stats pulled up, but just from all the DFS stuff, I had him in cash. I think he had like 5 for 55 or something like that.
I mean, he's arguably the Patriots' number one receiver at this point. I mean, Juju had a decent game, but
he's throwing the ball way too much to Jalen Reagor. Dude, this guy just stinks. Just stinks. I wrote this on Twitter. Can you believe how the Vikings just have these people pick idiotic picks right ahead of them and just let Like the Eagles take Rager, and then they get Justin Jefferson, and the Chargers take Quentin Johnston, and then they get Jordan Addison, and like all this. Just unbelievable, man.
Speaking of Quentin Johnston, though, he's going to get opportunities this week.
All right. Well, so, Quentin Johnston, he's on your list of guys you could possibly pick up. The guys
Josh Palmer being injured.
Yeah, I kind of like that you have Curtis Samuel on here. You know, whenever he gets back, he was – dude, his role was pretty awesome. And the fact of the matter is, it's just – it's not going to continue being this stuff where dirt balls like Dyami Brown and Jamison Crowder are popping off once Curtis Samuel's back, right? I like that one.
I mean, I guess you could say Dontavian Wicks has some juice if Christian Watson misses time.
But Christian Watson, they're saying he's not going to miss time. Right. So because Christian Watson clear concussion protocol.
But that wasn't his only injury.
Yeah. But they said he had a back and a chest, and LaFleur said they're not worried about either of those things. They're monitoring him more for the concussion. Why do they just keep monitoring these guys for concussions after they clear protocol? It's like this new stuff. It's so weird. As far as the tight ends, I can't believe Jonnu's still available in so many leagues. From the garbage grab, Hunter Henry last week. I think you had him in the grab. That was a pretty good call by the trash man, if I do say so. And then of course Will Levis now has been, you know, he's been named the new starter for Tennessee. If you're in a spot like I'm, like if you have, say, you have Jalen Hurts or something like that, I might have to poke around some kind of, you know, Josh Dobbs or something. And who knows, man, with Justin Jefferson coming back, he's going to have a complement of weapons there to, I mean, what he was able to do just as a runner last week would have been enough to just get you by. Not that anybody would have started him. I mean, it's, he didn't come in. He only got to Minnesota.
Yeah, somebody managed to play him in DFS.
Yeah, it would have been good, huh? Would have been.
I actually played DFS for the first time this season last week and won $100 in a $3 tournament.
You don't ever play DFS, trash man.
I'm gonna start doing it again just because I think I'm pretty good at it.
You play the stupidest plays.
Huh?
You play the worst plays.
Hey, I won $100 this week.
Huh? Well, that's good. That's good, man. I can't believe that you care about these little $3 DFS tournaments when you have to manage a $25,000 buy-in redraft league. You know, just unbelievable. Let's get to the can you drop them portion. If you guys have questions about who to drop, let us know in chat. Here we go, trash man. You got to answer these. You can't answer any of them wrong. All right. Pierre Strong,
you can drop him.
KJ Osborne, oh man, and prayers up for him too, by the way. But just he had the, you know, he was, they were scared to death about that hit that he took, but he was able to walk to the cart and stuff. I think they say he just kind of got concussed.
Yeah,
he's gonna be out for a little while though. He's definitely getting a quarterback downgrade. Jefferson's coming back.
You can drop him.
Zeke. I still wouldn't drop him in 12-team leagues. He could anything happens to Ramondre. I mean, he feels like a handcuff now. But, you know, Alex K is asking, is it practical to start Nico Collins and Tank Dell on my dynasty team? My wide receivers are A.J. Brown, Nico Collins, D.J. Moore, Dell, Elijah Moore, Shaheed Palmer, Mooney, Boyd, D.J. Chark, Tillman, and Shakir. I mean, based on matchup, I think it would be. He would have been fine this last weekend.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Elijah Moore.
Can he be dropped?
Yeah.
I don't want to drop him yet.
Keontae Ingram?
I mean,
Connor's coming back. Yes.
Is Connor for sure coming back this? Well,
that's been the plan all along. Get Connor and Kyler and let's get going. Right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Justice Hill.
No.
Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnston.
No. At least not this week.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
Oh, AJ's coming back in what week? He can come back after this week, right?
I forgot if it was week 10 or week 11. I think it might be week he's eligible. Let me just look and see. That's a good question. Because if he is, I need to pull him into the ranking sheet because these guys that have been injured, these guys on IR, need to come back. I pulled in. He wasn't one of the guys. I don't think he. Hold on.
I think I remember seeing something about week 10.
Hold on.
I mean, they're on a bye, so you couldn't play him this week. But I think he is eligible to come off after this week.
It looks like he's the Mike McDaniel noted yesterday that he hasn't experienced any setbacks. They don't see a reason he won't be back from IR in week 11.
Yeah, you can draw off Wilson then.
All right, Kendre Miller.
Outside of Dynasty, yes.
Here are the three hard ones. Christian Watson.
No.
Darren Waller on IR. Daniel Jones is out. We're looking
I actually dropped Waller in one of my leagues because I had to.
Somebody's asking this. Gabe Davis?
No.